Paint Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Things are heating up at Dillard's Cosmetics Department. Saturday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's the first annual summer heat event. If you have skin that needs to be refreshed and revitalized, you need great new color, perfect foundation matches, cool off with fun games, giveaways, a live DJ, plus so much more. To reserve your gift, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Cosmetics Department in the Alexandria Mall. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin.
Because this is what I hear when you talk. Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Things are heating up at Dillard's Cosmetics Department. Saturday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's the first annual summer heat event. If you have skin that needs to be refreshed and revitalized, you need great new color, perfect foundation matches, cool off with fun games, giveaways, a live DJ, plus so much more. To reserve your gift, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Cosmetics Department in the Alexandria Mall. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening on this Wednesday morning, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, you can click on, and you can listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you this morning to the OPT Network. It's Wednesday, and I'm looking and I'm saying, where in the world has the week gone? It's Wednesday already, June 27th. It's 7:35 a.m., and I tell you what, as we were driving in this morning, walking out of the house, it was really, really nice and cool outside. But as the day wears on, it absolutely becomes sweltering outside. So we want to remind you, if you're working outside, if your kids are playing outside, please make sure that they stay hydrated. This is the time of the year that we have so many heat-related issues, injuries, heat strokes, heat exhaustion, and it's a time we need to make sure that we're protecting ourselves, we're protecting our kids. And I know if your kids are like ours, it's that time of the year where baseball is going on and even football. So we want to make sure to encourage everybody to make sure that you're getting your kids enough hydration, not just the Powerades and the Gatorades, but water, because it is absolutely, as the day goes on, it gets hotter and hotter. And yesterday, after we picked Deuce up from football practice, it was literally like a heat wave outside, and the heat index, I think, makes it feel even warmer than what it really is. So please make sure that kids are staying hydrated. We want to remind you that school buses are rolling this morning. Please be mindful, stay engaged, and kids are playing out and about all day long, many of whom are unsupervised. You know, one thing that I just want to make mention, DC, because the other day as we were traveling around delivering food boxes and we had the opportunity to see a lot of kids outside, you know, this is the time of the year where kids have the opportunity to get into a lot of trouble, unexpected trouble. And I just want to remind you, to remind your kids, as we have ours, that there are a lot of people out on the streets that are not well-meaning, and you know what I mean. And the other day, as we were traveling around, I saw an older man give a younger girl money. I'm not saying that there's anything untoward about that. I don't know what was happening. But as I saw it, I made a mental note, and I wanted to share with parents, especially not just little girls, but little boys as well. We want to encourage our kids not to take money from people, especially strangers, even people that they know. It's just not a good precedence to start, because sometimes those adults are not well-meaning. And, you know, not accusing anybody of anything, but it's just one of those things that I wouldn't have really thought about unless I had seen it. And maybe you haven't either. But we want to make sure to remind our kids that they don't take money and don't take things from people, especially people that they don't know. And these are the things that we've got to talk to our kids about. So, you know, as our kids are out for the summer, many of them are doing many things. We just need to make sure that we stay engaged in what's happening when we're not around. Y'all, we've got, changing the subject, we've got an incredible show. You know, we talk about mindsets all the time. And we were talking about that really on yesterday. And DC is a behavioral science analyst and major. And so this was really intriguing to us, because it's our mission every single day to encourage you to live your dream. But we know in order to do that, we've got to do some things to get there. As we talk about people going into their businesses, DC, and changing mindsets, well, we've got an expert in that is absolutely got so much information, so much experience in helping us to make the shift. Her book is called Make Your Shift, The 5 Most Powerful Moves You Can Make to Get to Where You Want to Go. Her name is Beverly Flaxington. And when we come back, we're going to introduce you to her. And this is a book, and this is a conversation that you really need to hear, because I know that after we read the book, it made us think differently about some things. And the process really starts in our thinking. And when we begin to change our thinking, everything else begins to follow. You're on point, everybody. It is going to be an incredible conversation, one that if you're making the shift, if you're changing seasons, it's one that you want to stay on point for. You're on point, everybody, and we'll be back right after this.
I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Hi, I'm Stormy Omardian, author of the Power of Praying series, and I've been on Point Radio with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been on Point
with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. 50 years of consultation right here in Louisiana. The number to phone for free consults is 800-819-5323. Get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. And then we want to remind you, as always, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, Rosa Fields and her team are right on point. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. If you are just joining the OPT Network this morning, this is an incredible conversation for all of those people. You know, I love to talk about seasons and how they change. Well, we're talking about the shift this morning. We want to introduce you to author Beverly D. Flaxington. She is an accomplished business consultant, an executive trainer, a behavioral expert, a hypnotherapist, a college professor, and the author of 6 books, including the book that we're talking about this morning, Make Your Shift, the 5 most powerful moves you can make to get to where you want to go. Bev, good morning and welcome to your very first time to the OPT Network.
Well, I'm honored to be here, Carlette. Thank you, Carlette. Thank you so much for having me, and I'm very excited to have the conversation.
You know what, Bev, we are too. From the moment, not only the moment that we pick the book up and began reading it, I love the cover. It is a chessboard, and life really is a game of chess, isn't it really?
Well, I think it is. You know, we thought so long and hard about the cover for this, Carlette. I have to say it was such an important part to me. But I do think that it is that idea of we are always trying to decide what's our next move and where's our next move going to wind us up. And, you know, is it going to be checkmate for someone else or is it going to get us closer to where we're trying to go?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing that I want to talk about, Bev, because we're always telling our listeners, especially those people who are wanting to move from where they are to, say, starting their own business, writing their books, whatever their dreams and goals are, we're talking about changing the mindset. But in the book, you talk about it beautifully, this acronym called SHIFT. Let's talk about that.
Well, and maybe we can go through each of the steps, Carlette, so your listeners can learn a little bit from each one. But just as far as background, I actually ended up creating this shift model, these 5 steps, and it was at the prompting of a client of mine that I'd worked with for many years. And he said to me one day, you know, you have a certain way that you do things and that you guide us to these solutions, and they really work. Mm-hmm. And I would love it if you would take it and create it in a way so other people could understand it. So always think that's an interesting part of this puzzle, is that it was someone else outside watching what I was doing who asked me, can you capture this for the mainstream? Can you capture this for other people? So there's five steps, as you know, and they do go in order. And just to talk about the first one that I think can sometimes be the most difficult for people, I call it the S in shift, is specify your desired outcome.
Okay.
So that is more than just, you know, set the goal, Carlette. It's more than just, gosh, if I lose those 10 pounds, you know, my whole life changes. It's really about, what do you want your life to be? What does success really look like to you? And taking into account all the different parts of who we are.
But you see, as I was reading the book, Bev, and you were talking about specifying, and just what you said, I'm wondering if most people really know what that really is.
And, you know, that's such an insightful comment, Carlette, because I do think for many people, we either are focused on something that someone else told us we should, right? You know, or we've tried something else, and by default, we think, let's go here. So I think it does really require sitting back. It requires knowing ourselves a little bit. What are the kinds of things that make us happy? You know, what kinds of things do we care about? And not looking at our lives as compartmentalized. You know, my own story, I tell one in the book, another story, when I wanted to write my book, Understanding Other People, is very important to me. And I do run a very busy consulting firm. I teach. I have three children of my own. I'm very involved in rescue work. And so I have a busy life.
Right.
And so write a book. I mean, how are you going to do that? And so, you know, part of my desired outcome was write it without disrupt. I didn't want to do it every weekend and be away from my family and... You know, so it's things like that. So it was really, okay, I want to write this book without major disruption to my life. I care about getting this message out, but I don't want to upset the apple cart on so many other things. And so that meant for me breaking that down into very small, what could I accomplish each day? Well, hey, maybe it was 45 minutes here or there. So, you know, it's really looking at, I don't just want this thing, but there's other pieces over here that I care about. How do I take them all into account thinking about where I want to go?
And so this is the question that I have that I think a lot of people don't think about, that it really made me think, Bev, as I was writing the book. Another story that you told about yourself was that you wanted to be a speaker, a powerful speaker that went around the world talking about, a sought-after speaker, and which you were, talking about things that you enjoyed talking about. But once you achieved that, you really realized, does it really work with my life? Was this what I really wanted? And I think a lot of people have that, i.e. the vacuum that you talked about.
And, you know, this is where, and I think particularly for women, Carlette, this is very difficult for us because many people, many women, you know, we want to be in a family, right? We want to be a good wife. We want to be a good mom. Or even, you know, if we're single, we want to have an enriched, you know, social life. But then we have this draw to the business side of things. I have an art or a craft or something that I want to be able to really explore and get really good at. And so we're making these trade-offs all of the time. We really can't help but do that. So it is looking at, okay, how do I hate the word balance. I won't use that word because that always connotes to me that balance being that you're about to fall off if you make one wrong move.
Okay.
But how do I, you know, incorporate, let's say, all of these different pieces, and so that I'm not, you know, getting pulled into something and finding myself, you know, that be careful what you wish for saying, right? I'm not finding myself holding something that isn't really what I wanted. So when we sit down and we look at it, we do have to look at all of the pieces. So it is a little of the chess game. If I move this over here, what's going to be the response over there? So I do need to think about all of what I... So when we sit down and we write a desired outcome, we think about success, we do have to look at, You know, do I want to be traveling all the time? What's the impact going to be on my family? Do I want to be able to be home to do this? Do I want to be in a job that does, you know, X, Y, Z? Too often we're moving away from something. You know, we're trying mm-hmm. to flee something rather than move to this is what success really will look like for me. But we've got to think about all these pieces, and most of us don't want to take the time. We just want to get on with it.
Absolutely. And that's why this conversation, especially to those women that we've met on the journey and those who always listen that are talking about making the shift or changing seasons, y'all, this is a critical conversation that really will make you think about where you are, where you're going, and how you're going to get there. You're on point. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this. Things are heating up at Dillard's Cosmetics Department. Saturday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's the first annual Summer Heat event. If you have skin that needs to be refreshed and revitalized, you need great new color, perfect foundation matches, cool off with fun games, giveaways, a live DJ, plus so much more. To reserve your gift, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Cosmetics Department in the Alexandria Mall. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Ryan Gubarow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Ryan Gubarow and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
What you want is something delicious,
What you need is a wholesome start. What you deserve is a balance of both. Introducing new blueberry banana nut oatmeal from McDonald's. Made to order with crunchy premium walnuts. A tasty hint of real banana. Two servings of whole grain oats. Loaded with fresh, juicy blueberries. It's the perfect balance you deserve. Just one of many delicious, wholesome breakfast choices under 300 calories at McDonald's. The simple joy of a balanced morning at participating McDonald's for a limited time only.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Dr. Maya Angelou.
Mrs. Flowers invited me to her house. She said, Maya, I don't think you like poetry. He said, you don't like it. You will never love poetry until you speak it, until you feel it come across your tongue, over your teeth, out of your lips. You will never love poetry. And I had it. I hardly stopped speaking since then. I seem to have been speaking everywhere. And that's a blessing right there.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank. What's in your wallet? Also, Brian Kubero and Associates, serious injuries. Well, they absolutely deserve serious consideration. Phone for your free consultation by dialing 318-253-0900 and the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
If you're just joining the OPT Network, we're joined by Beverly Flaxington. She's an accomplished consultant. Beverly's got so many degrees in behavior and behavioral analyzing. She is a certified professional values analyst. And you know what? She's got an intriguing new book. It's called Make Your Shift, The Five Most Powerful Moves You Can Make to Get Where You Want to Go. And Beverly, before we went to break, and we're having such an incredible conversation, not just on the air, but, you know, during the breaks as well. I just really want people, first of all, I tell people all the time, Beverly, about these books that we bring to the OPT Network. Our producers, our team, they go through a lot of work to make sure we present the right authors with the right information. This is an incredible book, The Shift Model. And we were talking about how you came up with that. You have helped a lot of people. You're a life coach. And we're helping people because in the atmosphere, we feel that people are shifting. They're moving from one place to the next. So we understood that the first step was that we had to make some specifications. We had to specify. But the second thing in the shift we have to do is we have to highlight the obstacles and categorize those things. And I want you to talk about that because most of us really don't do that.
We don't, Carlette. And I feel like this is one of those key areas where, you know, we're taught, oh, don't be negative. Mm-hmm. You know, you go, girl. You can do it.
Right,
you
right.
Can take on the world. And yet the reality of all of our lives is that there's obstacles. But obstacles don't mean, you know, obstacles are if I wanted to go to dinner tonight and meet someone and there's a road closed on my regular route, that's an obstacle. But that doesn't mean I sit in my car and say, well, I guess I can't go to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look a way around it. And I think there is some power in sitting down and really thinking about, okay, what am I up against? I want to start a new business. I want to be able to grow my business. I want to be able to move to a new area, whatever your dream may include. What are the obstacles?
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to list those, but then you don't sit and just look at all of what's in your way. You categorize them. What can I control? What can I influence? And what's out of my control. And Carlette, I'm a big believer in those things out of our control. It ends up being the shortest list,
mm-hmm.
and we just discard that piece. We focus on the things we can focus on and we can do something about.
Hmm. Now let's talk about this because I think a lot of people are in the vacuum and don't know they're in the vacuum. Let's talk about what that means.
Well, for many people, you know, what ends up happening is, you know, it's actually got a lot of different facets to it.
Okay.
You know, you think about when we're in the vacuum, we're not even aware of the fact that we may be doing something to prevent ourselves or hold ourselves back. So there's an amount there of self-reflection that we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I find in working with people all the time is, you know, the problem is always out there. right?
Okay.
If that person would change, if, you know, that my mother-in-law does this to me, my husband does that, my boss does this, my coworkers do this, my friends are this, whatever it is. Some of that is really looking at what strengths do I bring? Where are my Achilles heels? How much can I really influence what's happening in these situations? So a lot of us sit in the vacuum because we don't realize that we are at the center of it. We have more control than we're taking responsibility for or that we're executing. I'm all about giving people their power back. So that's one aspect of it. Another aspect of it, I think, is that we truly are unaware sometimes of how our actions are impacting our life. So, you know, we take a step, but we don't look at what's the impact of that going to be. So we're almost a little bit sometimes, you talk about hypnosis, right? We're almost a little bit hypnotized. We're just moving through things day by day, and we're not, we have no purpose. We have no sense of why are we doing it? Where are we going? And the third piece of it, I feel, is, you know, we're not clear enough about what is it that I need to do in order to get from here to there. So I've got the obstacles that sit in my way, and then I run into one, and I give up.
So, Bev, essentially, and that this is incredible, and I hope people really wrap their mind around it, because we have people on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, every day, that comes and they pitch us an idea, something that they want to do. But they really, it's only just that. It's an idea, but they have no way, no real understanding of how to get there. So you've got an idea, you've got these gifts and talents. How do we help people? I think especially women, because our thinking is so different than men. If, for instance, if a man's going to go shopping, he pretty much knows exactly what he's going to get. If a woman goes shopping, she says, I need to look around. You need to look at 15 stores before you make a decision about what you're going to get. So my point is this, Bev, how do we help women to change their thinking, to narrow it down and understand that when you set a goal, which you talk about in the book, the process of thinking to get there?
And so a couple of pieces let's touch on that are really important, Carlette. I mean, one is, so I know what my obstacles are. Another piece is my criteria for
decision-making. But let me stop you there. Do people really think about the obstacles?
They don't. I mean, they don't think about them in a critical enough way so they can do something about them. We grouse about them. You know, we complain about them. We have a problem and we get fixated on it. My feeling on it is, you know, get it organized in a way so that you can say, okay, these are my obstacles. These are realistic. I want to run a business. Okay, I don't have the savings I need. I don't have, you know, the talents I need in a certain area. I don't have this. I don't have that. Okay, well, there you go. There are some places that you need to start. It's like chipping away a little bit, you know, to find what's the beautiful sculpture underneath the rock.
Right.
I have to chip away at it. So I think we're, you know, in the back of our mind, Carlette, we're aware of it, but we're not bringing it forward so that we can actually work with it and act on it. And the first thing is we've got to get some of those obstacles out of the way. If you don't have the money in the bank, you can't start the business. So that's your first place to start. So it helps us to identify what's going to get us stuck.
I think that is excellent, and I think that people really need to hear that, because we do. We talk about, and I tell people probably daily, you know, there's only one way to do it, and that's just to do it. But maybe I need to digress on that, because there are some things that have to happen before you can get to that thing that you're believing God for, or that you're believing the universe for. There are some critical steps that you really have to see through before you can make that business happen, before you can write that book, before you can paint that portrait, whatever it is that you're believing.
Well, and I think you're bringing a very valuable thing up, though. You know, I'm a big believer in, you know, go do it. You can do it. You know, and I say to people, will say to me, well, you know, you're this, you're that. Well, I'm the same as everybody else, and I have lots of demands and a busy life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but you can do it if you set the priority on it and you take the steps to make it happen. But what is important is, first of all, being really clear about where it is you're trying to go, mm-hmm. and then looking at how do I break it down into pieces that I can handle, that I can manage. I just think so many people set out on the path and then they start to, you know, detour off because something gets in their way. Let's bring those things up in the beginning and, you know, look at them as things that we can work around. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it's powerful to say you can do it because, you know, we all can. We can. We're capable of, mm-hmm. you know, talk about, you know, and I talk about, you know, in the book, many spiritual pieces for me. I mean, I do mm-hmm. believe we're created to do amazing things, mm-hmm. but we do have to be thinking about them. We can't just set out there. You know, nobody can scale the mountain without the proper equipment.
Absolutely. We've got to take a quick break here, but one of the things that you said in the book, I absolutely love. You said, knowledge is the food for the mind, as spirituality is good for the soul. This is good for the mind and the soul. You're on point, everybody. We'll be back. Gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373. 73.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Axion Texas Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. And here's the number you can phone. It's 888-215-2373. I say it every morning because I absolutely believe that Terra Home is the most incredible place that you can go if you're looking for unique gift ideas. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. Get Wired Satellites and St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. And later in the show, we'll tell you about those free mammograms for the uninsured and the underinsured. Meantime, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Beverly Flaxington. Make Your Shift, the five most powerful moves you can make to get to where you want. And Bev, let me just thank you for taking the time out. And we probably have gone way over our time, but we feel like this is not only a critical piece in that chess game, it is the essential piece for those people that are trying to move from where they are to the thing that God has shown them. But in that process, some things have to happen. And one of the things that I want to talk about is something that we've talked about a little bit, we've touched on, but something that people say to me every single day when I say, just do it, just step out of the boat. There's only one way to get out of the boat, and that's to get out of the boat. What is stopping you? Let's name it. How do we do that?
Yes. So, and I'm so supportive of the work that you're doing, because I do think, for all of us, there lives that seed of greatness, and mm-hmm. we can do it. And all of us are up against obstacles. And so, to your question, we really do need to look at, well, okay, what is in my way? And I think, we can get into a situation where we're looking at someone else. Somebody may be looking at the work you're doing, Carlette, and saying, well, Carlette's got this certain spirit about her, these gifts, these ways of doing things, and I don't have that. Or, I've had people say to me, you're just so high energy. You've got all this energy. I'm just not like that. Well, you don't have to be like someone else. You have mm-hmm. to look at, for me, what strengths do I have? What obstacles get in my way? What obstacles are within me that keep me from doing what I want to be able to do? And then to be able to create a plan that works around those things. So we don't want to set off and just blindly say, I'm going to do it. That's how we often will feel frustrated, because mm-hmm. we don't get to where we want to go. But when we sit down and we allow ourselves to think about, and a lot of people will, you know, they hate the word plan. You know, I don't want a plan. I'm a free spirit. And that's fine. But you still do need to know what you're going to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have our own roadmap, and it's got to take into account what truly stands in our way. Let's systematically remove those things as we move forward.
Mm-hmm. And you know, lately, I have read several books, and this is one of the ones that I read. And I never usually write down things when they ask me to write things. But I have gotten so interactive in the last few months, and I got interactive with your book. And for all of those people, because we're really probably in the center or the epicenter of the Bible Belt, right? Most people can really relate to this. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision, make it plain. So a lot of people really get that. And so in writing the vision, whatever that goal is, whatever those gifts and talents are, that every single one of us has within, there are some things, though, around writing that vision, and I want you to speak to that.
Yes, and you know, I want to underscore that too, Carla. I certainly am somebody, you know, maybe I've gone to workshops and they want you to fill out forms, and you know, we all hearken back to our school days and think, I don't want to write anymore. But you know, there's some power, there's some real power in doing that and bringing that forward and being able to look at it and, you know, just having that a little bit more in black and white. What is it that I'm aiming for? So I am a big proponent of identifying it, keeping it in front of you, and just really, you know, sometimes I'll call it painting a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's a drawing of where you want to go or it's words that you're using, but something that keeps you, like that beacon, you know, imagine that lighthouse and there's that beacon and it just beckons you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what I'm moving towards. But, you know, I think what's important too is, you know, it is a path we're on. Just because you haven't got to where you want to go today doesn't mean you won't tomorrow or you won't next month or you won't next year. It's really knowing what that light is that's shining for you and following it and knowing in your heart I'm headed in the right direction, but I've got a real plan that I'm working with to get there.
Absolutely. And we talk about this word, Bev, and I try to say it every day, and the word is possibility. And
yes,
that possibility lies within each and every one of us. But within that possibility, this is what I got from the book. A lot of people are looking at what others are doing.
Yes.
And they're moving on a path that they don't even want to go. For instance, we've got a good friend, right? He's a lawyer, and it looked like the right thing to do. It looked like a great career. But now that he has attained that goal and he's practicing law, he absolutely doesn't like it.
And we see this all the time, don't we? You know, you think about, there's so much research on very wealthy people, and does money really bring happiness? And, you know, some of the wealthiest people are some of the most miserable. You know, so it's so important to think about what is meaningful to me. Now, you know, not to say I think you want to be able to be as successful as you can be at whatever matters to you, but I think we do see what others have and think, if I could just get that, you know, that would make my life complete or that would make me happy. But we're all different. And so what is it for me that's really going to bring me that sense of contentment and allow me to use God's gifts and things that I've been given that are, you know, my own light that I want to take from, you know, underneath the bushel, right, and allow it to shine. So it's really important not to be, I think, pushed. You know, parents will tell us certain things, siblings will tell us certain things. You got to get quiet and spend a little bit of time thinking about what's important to me. What are the gifts I have, and how can I bring those gifts forth and be able to be successful, but also with a sense of contentment associated? What fun is success if I'm not, you know, feeling good about it?
Absolutely. And that's what this conversation is about. It's about finding that shift, but really finding it with a sense of purpose. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back with more of this conversation. Make the shift. Make the shift. You're on point. We'll be right back. Things are heating up at Dillard's Cosmetics Department. Saturday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's the first annual summer heat event. If you have skin that needs to be refreshed and revitalized, you need great new color, perfect foundation matches, cool off with fun games, giveaways, a live DJ, plus so much more. To reserve your gift, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Cosmetics Department in the Alexandria Mall. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
What you want is something delicious. What you need is a wholesome start. What you deserve is a balance of both. Introducing new blueberry banana nut oatmeal from McDonald's. Made to order with crunchy premium walnuts. A tasty hint of real banana. Two servings of whole grain oats. Loaded with fresh, juicy blueberries. It's the perfect balance you deserve. Just one of many delicious, wholesome breakfast choices under 300 calories at McDonald's. The simple joy of a balanced morning at participating McDonald's for a limited time only.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this. What was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed and people really received it? Because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox with 200 names or potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, we're joined by Beverly D. Flaxington. The book is called Make Your Shift, the five most powerful moves you can make to get where you want to go. And you know what, Beverly, as we've been sitting and conversating, that's how busy Beverly is. She's got phones ringing.
I know,
she's
really
got phones
strange.
Ringing all over the place. But you go ahead. Go ahead.
It's very, very odd. I'm in a hotel room. I have no idea how this phone can be ringing when I'm on it. So I.
Hey, but you know what? I rebuke that spirit because this is an important word for some people, and they need this word. And this is what I really. We were having a conversation during the break, and DC was talking about the fact that. DC, I want you to say it because I don't want to miss the encapsulation of what you were saying to Beverly.
Okay. We get a lot of people that come to us and say, listen, I have this idea. This is what I would like to do. And what we you can see that they're actually wanting us to kind of come in and help them with it and maybe co-sign with it. But after listening to them, not all of the time, but a lot of the time, the ideas are completely incomplete because they really don't, you can see they hadn't looked at the totality of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
They're not looking at every possible situation that can occur in it, and it's sort of incomplete in that they've not looked at everything. So, and they're wanting us to come to kind of co-sign for it, but it's just not ready.
It's just not ready. And so,
because they're sort of in the vacuum in that they are wanting it to be successful. They want it to happen.
And have good intentions.
Exactly. Certainly we can appreciate that, but there's a lot more that has to go into it because you have to see it more concretely.
Right. And so, Beverly, for all of those people that are out there that they want to leave their job, and see, this is why it's critical that people get the book, because you really make people have to think through their decisions and the whole process, right? So for those people that have this great idea for a business, or they're, I like to use the metaphor being pregnant with the vision or the idea, and they're trying to birth it, but they haven't gone through, they haven't played the whole movie through. How do we help those people to become more critical thinkers so that they don't fail before they get started? Does that make sense?
It does, and the two of you have just identified something that I think is really a chronic piece that does keep so many people in the vacuum, and we're not taught how to do this well. And that is to say, you know, I have this excitement, I have this enthusiasm, mm-hmm. I have this vision, I have this place I want to go, I see my obstacles, I know my strengths. what does it really mean then? When you get up tomorrow, what are you going to do? When you get up the next day, what are you going to do? When you get up the next day, and so ultimately, it does really come to having my own roadmap, having my own set of steps that says I'm going to be able to get from here to there. And yes, you know, life might throw us a curveball. We may have to deviate from that roadmap and come, you know, come around a detour or something. But I at least have a sense of how I'm going to get from here to there. And when you come to successful people like the two of you, or if I'm running my business and I want to borrow money or I want to get people engaged, you have to be able to show somebody, how's this going to work? What is really my plan? How, you know, they look at me and say, oh, well, you know, you've got all of these things going on, or, you know, this seems unrealistic. Break it down for me. If you can't do that, you don't have enough clarity about where it is exactly you're going and what you need to do to get there. Breaking that down into manageable pieces is critical.
Right. And what we want to do with this conversation, Bev, is we don't want to dissuade anyone. We don't want to discourage anyone, because anyone who listens to the show, they understand that ours is a message of empowerment, to encourage, to uplift, and to enlighten. But what we do want to create, and I try to say it every single day, that knowledge is power. The more information you have, the more you read. And my sister friends and my brother friends, I want you to feel this from our hearts. The more information that you have about that thing, those things that God has created you to do, you have got to be able to think critically and think through it before it can happen. You just have to, Bev. You can't be in the vacuum.
You know, and Carlette, let's underscore that. I am a huge, everything we've talked about, I am a huge proponent. I believe we are given amazing gifts that we don't bring to the light. So to stay stuck, to stay sitting somewhere that's not where you want to be, that, you know, isn't bringing your gifts forward, I mean, that's really just, that's like a loss. This really is about taking that power back, but doing it in a way that allows me to get on a path that's going to take me somewhere I really want to go. So I agree totally. And everything we're talking about here is not, you know, taking years to think about this. It's just really to stimulate your thinking so that what you come out with is more clarity, more power about what do I really need to do here, and how can I take those steps. But no, I'm always urging people on. You don't want to stay stuck. You know, it's important to move, but just know where you're moving to.
Absolutely. And Bev, what I love about the book, Make Your Shift the Most, is that you've got probably as many degrees as any one person could have. You're a professor. You just bring a lot to the table, but you have broken this down in such a simplistic form that anybody, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to get this. But one of the things that you talk about is really the study of people and changing the mindset of people. If you could just quickly give us a quick lesson on how we change people's minds. How do we do that?
So this is such a key component, really, to everything. And I love people. I mean, I'm an ardent student just because it is a passion to understand, you know, what makes us tick. So I think, you know, a couple quick things. Of course, there's a lot of complexity, but, you know, a couple of quick things. You know, one is how much, you know, we hold ourselves back just by our the frame we put around things, you know, the negative self-talk, or again, we run into a wall and we say, well, there you go, that's just me, I can't do it. And so it is trying to harness that, shift that a little bit and say, yeah, of course, everybody's got obstacles, I do too, and I'm smart enough to figure out how to get around them. So it's, you know, that reframing, we call it sometimes, you know, looking at a situation but talking about it to yourself differently so that it's giving you your power back. That's a biggie.
Okay.
The other is, you know, not getting thrown off your course because you run into difficult people. I mean, there's difficult people everywhere. And they're not, I just see so many people that get stuck because they think, well, the boss hates me, or this person working for me is so much trouble, or I'm having, you know, trouble in my personal life, whatever it is. I mean, that is just a fact of life. We're all really different. And that process of trying to get along, you know, it takes work. And so recognize that and don't give up because you've got difficult people standing in your way. You know, you, you need to keep persevering and not letting them tell you, oh, you can't do it, or, you know, they need to come back to Carlette and get that reinforcement of, you know, you can do it. So don't let those difficult people throw you off track.
Absolutely. And so, Bev, in writing the book, I think it's incredible. What's the most important thing that you hope that people will take away from Make Your Shift?
That, you know, you can do whatever it is you want to set out to do. You need to be, though, clear about really what it is and know what the steps are that you need to take. Break it down. Make it manageable. Make it doable. Because in taking those little steps and moving forward, that in and of itself gives us a sense of power and confidence.
Absolutely. The book is called Make Your Shift, the 5 most powerful moves, just 5. It's not a whole bunch, just 5 most powerful moves you can make to get where you want to go. Beverly, give people your website and tell people how we can connect with getting the book.
Well, we have the launch website still up, Carlette, which is great. It's shiftmodel.com, and I had a number of partners participate with me for the launch. So there's a lot of great free information up there, products and services, shiftmodel.com. And my own regular website is understandingotherpeople.com, where people can come and get a lot of great information that they can just pull right down off the site. And the book, of course, is everywhere. I mean, it's on all the major channels.
Absolutely. And Beverly, you know what, I want to take this opportunity to tell you not only how much we have enjoyed the book, we have enjoyed the conversation, and we would absolutely love to have you back because there's so much more that we got to talk about.
Oh, I would love to. I've just really enjoyed, and I'm so impressed and so excited for what you're doing. I think you're really bringing forth a message that the world needs to hear. So,
Did we lose Bev? Oh my goodness. Bev, did we lose you?
No.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what? I want to thank you for those kind words, but most importantly, Bev, we want to thank you for spending the best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. You absolutely rock.
Oh, well, you two are great. I will look forward to watching your success skyrocket.
Thank you so much. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Southwest Beverage. If you want more information about the Southwest Beverage safety messages, please log on to their website at www.beresponsible.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are in Avoyelles Parish. And here's the number. It's 318-346-6695. Hixson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Log on to hixsonhasit.com. McDonald's of Pineville. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community for more than 60 years, and also Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team. You can phone them in Bunkie by dialing 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas at 337-942-9939. And of course, McDonald's of Alexandria. If you're just joining the OPT Network, we're wrapping up a great conversation with Beverly Flaxington. Her book is Make Your Shift, the five most powerful moves you can make to get to where you want to go. And we say it every single morning, every time we bring authors that are nationally known, nationally renowned to the OPT Network. I'm going to say it again, DC, and I'm going to keep saying it. We're going to keep hitting it home. We read these books so that you'll want to read. You got to put your own eye gates on. You know, and I was thinking during the break and after we were talking to Beverly, after we were saying goodbye to her, it's not about how smart you are. It's not about whether or not you were an honor student in school, because let's face it, most of us, and I include myself, I was just average. I was just an average student. I didn't do anything great. I didn't rock the world. I wasn't a rocket scientist. But what I do have is the ability to learn and to be a seeker of information. It is our great pleasure every single morning to share that information. But with the time span that we have, we can't share everything. And so that's why we implore you, we absolutely implore you to read. These books will make you think. They'll make you come out of that proverbial vacuum, that, you know, that pie in the sky of coming up with something that you have no real plan, no real roadmap on how to get there. Listen, if we take out here right now from this radio station and we get on the road and we just start driving and we don't have a plan about where we're going, how in the world would we ever get there? It's like in the morning if you leave for work but you have no idea where the workplace is. How are you going to get there? It's just real simple information, because we believe that this journey that we're taking it not just with ourselves and for ourselves, we're taking it with you, because we believe, we know, the word says it, that every single person has gifts and talents, that God didn't create anything in a vacuum. He didn't work in a vacuum. And we shouldn't either. That's why I want you to get this book. I want you to read the book and then begin to create your plan. You can get the book by going to her website. The book is called Make Your Shift. It's in every bookstore. All you got to do is just go ask for Beverly Flaxington. If they don't have it, they'll order it for you. You can go to Amazon.com. Her last name is F like Frank, L like Larry, A like Apple, X-I-N-G-T-O-N. The reason why I keep going here is because even out of all the things that we're doing and the things that we believe that God has created the OPT Network for, when we begin to read this book, it was confirmation about some things, DC. It was eye-opening. It was God confirming the things that you have been saying all along. And just like the child that has been told a million times by their parent, when someone else says it, the light bulb turns on, the light switch comes on. And for me, it was that moment. And because you're a behavior scientist major, you know, you analyze things more. And this is why, DC, we want women to begin to think differently, because we're not by nature as analytical as men are.
Right. And it's very, very important for people to know that, you know, you yourself started out in the vacuum.
I did.
And I was trying to explain it to you. Look, you have to look this thing all the way around, because everybody comes with a lot of grandiose ideas. This is what we can do.
And I was no different.
We got this. We should start doing this. We should move over here into this area without looking at the consequences and ramifications of doing all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more that comes with doing all the things that they're saying do that they're not looking at.
Right.
They just see the grandiose parts of it of, wow, we can be like these people who are doing this, and they're not looking at the totality and the underbelly of what will, you know, what the ramifications of are doing it.
And, you know, I was going to ask you, DC, how did you become such a critical thinker? But I just think it's part of your gift. You know, I don't, but don't you think that we can all learn to be critical thinkers? Do you think so?
Absolutely. But we have to practice it, and it is a process.
It is a process. And so that's why we think that among the books that we bring, that this is really, this is probably where you should start. And if you're, and I know there are people out there that say, you know what, I've never read a whole book in its entirety. It's okay. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you read a book? One page at a time. I don't care what a great reader you are. You're not going to read but one page at a time. I want you to start, we want you to start with this book. It's called Make Your Shift. And the word shift
changes
is an acronym for making the changes in your life that you need to make to be and to do and to create the things that God has called you to be, do, and create. You gotta get started. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with what? The first step. All right, changing gears. I don't want to get preaching this morning, but we got some great news. You guys remember Coach Keela Whittington. We spoke to her. She is an incredible young woman from Marksville, Louisiana.
The Ville,
right down the road. She's doing incredible things. Well, she is moving on. She's moved from Oregon State. She's coached at some phenomenal universities throughout the country. And she has just moved to the University of Memphis, D.C., women's basketball.
Moving down closer to home.
And anybody who listens to the show knows that we're avid sports fans. I was thinking the other day, we probably like every sport. We probably watch every sport except for maybe hockey.
Right.
You know, so we're avid sports fans. Keela, hats off to you.
Congratulations.
We know that this is just only the beginning, and she is going to be recruiting probably.
No, she says she is going to be recruiting here in Louisiana.
She is going to be recruiting here in Louisiana, so be on the lookout for Keela Whittington. She is going to be finding that talent for the University of Memphis women's basketball program. Congratulations, Keela, and all of the best. All of the best to you. We want to remind you. Huh? Changes, yes. We want to remind you about what's coming up this weekend at Dillard's Cosmetic Department. I'm all about women's basketball. It could be a university because you could learn how and what you need to do to have an incredible look. It's happening this weekend. And when we come back, do we have time? Well, we want to remind our first-time authors. Hey, if you've got a book coming out, you've got your book published, and you want to present it to the viewers.
Absolutely.
That listen to the OPT Network, we want to hear from you.
Absolutely. If you've got a book and you've published a book and you would like to let people know about your book, if you're locally, we're doing a show that is geared toward letting the folks out there who have written a book come on and talk about their book.
Absolutely. Make those changes. Make your shift. The 5 most powerful moves you can make to get to where you want to go. Y'all, I absolutely love it. It's Wednesday. We're in the middle of the week. I want to remind you, stay cool. Stay hydrated. Make sure that you don't stay in the sun too long. It is sweltering. It is sweltering in the Louisiana heat. Y'all, we enjoy you guys so much. Thank you always for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you. God loves you. Even more than that, love yourself. Loving yourself means doing what you need to do to get where you want to go. It means being the change that you want to see in the world. You can do it. It's a process. It takes time and it takes work, but we have great confidence in each and every one of you. Thank you so much. Produce Christmas. For David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Wednesday. Guess what? We'll see you right back here on Thursday. You're on point, everybody. Have a great day.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.